Oh, we're about to find out what President Obama, Scarlett Johansson, and LeBron James have in common. They're all said to be fans of SpongeBob SquarePants, as are millions of other people around the world. This year marks SpongeBob's 10th anniversary, so NPR's Elizabeth Blair tries to figure out why he's lasted so long.
SpongeBob SquarePants is crazy popular. One week last month, 9 of the top 20 spots on cable were SpongeBob. 9 of the top 20. How can that be? My 4-year-old likes it for the gags. Robert Thompson, PhD of Syracuse University, likes the aesthetic.
It's just so trippy. With shows like SpongeBob, who needs drugs?
Hail, O great Swami of the Gnarly Pounders! We seek audience with thee!
Plus, we want to talk to you!
SpongeBob makes no sense. He lives underwater, in a pineapple, in a place called Bikini Bottom. At heart, he's an eternal optimist.
Well, we burned our food, ruined our tent, and lost all our water. Patrick, we are going to need to use our razor-sharp quick wits if we're going to make it out of here alive.
Gotcha.
But he's also prone to melodrama. Tom Kenny is the voice of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is pretty bipolar. I mean, his highs are very high, but he can also be dashed into the most abject sorrow.
It's a wild bunch down there in Bikini Bottom. There's an evil plankton, the greedy Mr. Krabs, and Squidward, SpongeBob's cranky neighbor.
All right! What's going on?
It's like the Honeymooners meets the Flintstones on speed. Underwater. SpongeBob's best pal is a lumpy starfish named Patrick. Think Barney Rubble, only dimmer. Their relationship makes the show, says 7-year-old Jamie Sunata.
SpongeBob SquarePants is about friendship.
I'm waiting.
We're waiting. SpongeBob, what are we waiting for?
We're waiting for the mailman. He's bringing me a free toy.
I love toys. Can I wait for your toy with you?
Why, sure.
We're waiting.
SpongeBob is so popular, Nickelodeon squeezes everything they can out of it. Brown Johnson is Nickelodeon's president of animation.
So if we're feeling sort of down in the ratings, we just put it everywhere.
Sometimes it's on 8 times a day. The guy who created SpongeBob is a marine biologist turned animator. When Steven Hillenburg first pitched SpongeBob, Brown Johnson says it was a fight to put it on.
Certain parts of the business at Nickelodeon were like, oh no, it'll never be successful. It's about a sponge, and what's that? And it's yellow, and it's a bad color, and you know, it's like not eating the yellow M&Ms or something.
And now you can buy SpongeBob underwear and SpongeBob mac and cheese.
I don't think we can possibly overestimate how much this has penetrated American culture.
Syracuse University's Bob Thompson.
You watch it when you're a little kid and you like it because it's pretty and it's funny and they do goofy things. You watch it again when you're 10, and suddenly all of the new mysteries of life begin to sort of pop up in here as well. And then you watch it when you're a 21-year-old in a frat house, and suddenly it's got a whole other quality that appeals to you.
45 million people over 18 watch SpongeBob every month, according to Nickelodeon. Tom Kenny says he'll gladly be the voice of SpongeBob for another 10 years.
Even if the show doesn't go for 10 years, I'll be the guy pushing a grocery cart around with the tinfoil hat on his head going, hey, you know who I used to be? Bah! Does that ring a bell? Remember that show? Bah! Give me money. Give me a quarter.
As part of SpongeBob's 10th anniversary celebration, tonight there's a special episode with a guest appearance by Johnny Depp. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And if you can't get enough, you can watch a video of the actors who provide the voices of SpongeBob and his friends at npr.org.